Haven't been here for a long time.
这应该是任弟兄的儿子吧？
哎，
哇，从看他这么小的，感谢主，真的能够一起来同工。
We thank the Lord that we can be working together.
今天是接近这一年2010年的最后的第二个礼拜。
This is the second to last week of the year 2010.
我很感谢弟兄姊妹们让我有机会能够来这里跟弟兄姊妹们分享信息。
I truly thank brothers and sisters for allowing me to come here to share with you.
我就一直在想，在这个要送走这一年，然后要迎接新的一年以前，那么我们神喜悦给我们怎么样的话？
I was thinking of what words to speak from the Lord at the end of this year and the beginning of the new year.
我就想到这过去的两年里面，我在我自己的教会里面，我一直在讲旧约中的福音。
I was then reminded that for the past 2 years in my church, I've always been talking about the gospel in the Old Testament.
从启示录要一直讲到马拉基书。
Genesis all the way until the book of Revelation.
当然，我并不是每一堂都讲一卷书信，可是把我尽量的靠着主的恩典，把旧约里面能够显现出启示出神救恩的信息，跟弟兄姊妹们来讲说。
Now, every message I wouldn't share necessarily an entire book, but I always would be finding what portions of scripture in the Old Testament really reveals the gospel.
旧约里面充满了许多福音的信息。
In the Old Testament, it's filled with messages about the gospel.
从创世纪开始第三章，我们看到亚当夏娃犯罪的时候，神预备了皮衣给他们遮羞。
Now we know that in Genesis chapter 3, when man fell, God provided for them clothes of skins.
我们在这里就已经看到了对耶稣基督救恩的启示。
We already see here the foreshadowing of the gospel.
如果我们再往下看的时候，挪亚的方舟也是神的救恩的启示。
If we look on further, we see that Noah's ark also represents the gospel.
我们看到出埃及记摩西他所颁的律法更是神的救恩的启示。
And we've seen Exodus, the Ten Commandments, Moses' laws, that they also foreshadow the gospel.
摩西在旷野里面的那些经历，他击打磐石流出水来，更是让我们看到耶稣基督为着我们的罪被击打。
We also see when Moses used the staff and struck the rock in the desert and the rock gave forth water, it foreshadowed how Jesus Christ was also one who was struck.
我们如果继续往历史书看的时候，我们看到了大卫，看到了所罗门，在他们身上虽然有失败，可是神也启示了他的救恩。
We also see in the histories in the Old Testament that for David and Solomon, even though they had their failings before the Lord, yet the Lord also revealed to them the coming of our Lord Jesus.
然后我们到了诗歌书里头，诗篇箴言里面，我们很稀奇，连传道书，连雅歌里面都有耶稣基督的影子。
We see also in the book of Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, we see also the Lord's coming and his presence in there.
最后来到了先知书，我们觉得先知书真的很枯燥，很难读，都是在那里叫百姓悔改。
Now we come to the book of the prophets and we think, oh, these books are really dry. They're all talking about how you should repent.
可是你如果仔细读的时候，你会稀奇发现，在这么多的先知书里面，神启示他们传讲同样的信息。
But if you look carefully through these prophets, they're all talking about how the Lord is trying to come back again.
他不但有责备，而且神也看到了他的百姓将来的那个光景。
The Lord is not only rebuking the children of Israel, but he's also prophesying what they will become.
他不但预言他们因着悖逆要被掳，他还保证他们要被归回。
The prophets not only prophesy that they will be led into captivity, but that also that one day they will be redeemed.
更可贵的是，他在不同的先知书里面都启示了那个救世主要来的信息。
And what's more amazing is that even though different prophets spoke during those times, they all spoke of the same Messiah.
今天我要用旧约的最后一卷书，叫做马拉基书的最后几句话，来作为今年跟弟兄姊妹的勉励。
So today I'm going to be using the last prophet in the Bible, Malachi, and the last few verses of the book to share with brothers and sisters at the end of this year.
很简单的提一下，这个马拉基是在主降生前差不多400年到430年左右的一个先知。
Now, just for your reference, Malachi was written around 400 to 430 BC.
他是旧约里面书信里面所收集的最后的一位说话的先知。
He is one of the last prophets in the Old Testament.
经过他讲完了马拉基书以后，神就不讲话了，差不多有400多年的时间，一直处于一个沉默的时期。
After Malachi spoke, God did not again speak to the children of Israel for around 400 years in what is, I think, known as the interstitial period.
一直到了马太福音，耶稣基督降生在伯利恒以后，那么这个信息才连贯了起来。
It was not until in the book of Matthew when our Lord Jesus was born in a manger that God again spoke.
马拉基是在圣殿重建，他们被掳归回重建圣殿的那个时候，跟尼希米是同一个时代的先知。
Now Malachi was a contemporary of Nehemiah who rebuilt the temple.
那时候的圣殿基本上外面的工程已经完工了，可是先知、祭司、百姓、君王，他们的心并没有完全真正的回到神的面前。
Now at that time, the temple building itself had been reconstructed, but the prophets, the priests, the peoples, and the king's hearts were not turned back toward the Lord.
他们彼此以诡诈来相待，他们甚至在献祭的事情上，在奉献的事情上也欺骗，好像骗人骗神。
They used guile toward one another, and in their offerings and their sacrifices, they tricked one another.
所以马拉基书就是马拉基在这种光景之下，他向百姓说的最后的机会说的话。
So this is the context under which Malachi spoke to the people of Israel.
他盼望借着神给他的恩典，能够把神的心意向百姓说明。
He hoped that through the Lord's grace, he could speak his word to the people.
所以请我们看马拉基书 第四章的最后三节。
So let's look at the last three verses of Malachi chapter 4.
马拉基书第四章的第四节，我们要读完第六节。
We're going to read from Malachi chapter 4 verses 4 through 6.
第四节这样说的。
Verse 4.
你们当纪念我仆人摩西的律法，就是我在何烈山为以色列众人所吩咐他的律例典章。
Remember ye the law of Moses my servant, which I commanded unto him in Horeb for all Israel with the statutes and judgments.
第一个重点，马拉基要提醒百姓们，我们要回想过去。
The first point Malachi is trying to say here is to remember the past.
第二，在第五节，看啦，耶和华大而可畏之日未到之前，我必差遣先知以利亚到你们那里去。
The second point he makes in verse 5 where it says, Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord.
所以我们看到马拉基继续告诉百姓们说，我们不但回顾过去，我们也要仰望将来。
So here you see in Malachi that we should not only look to the past, but also look forward to the future.
第六节，他必使父亲的心转向儿女，儿女的心转向父亲，免得我来咒诅遍地。
And in verse 6 it says, And he shall turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse.
所以我们在这里看到，马拉基在过去跟将来的中间，他摆下了一个负担。
So we can see Malachi here establishes the past and the future. And in between these two extremes, he has a burden.
他这一段的信息第六节就是讲到我们的心要转向。
In verse 6, he says, our hearts should be turned.
这里的心讲转向的时候，他说他要差遣先知以利亚来，他要做一件事情，使父亲的心转向儿女，儿女的心转向父亲。
And he says here that he will send Elijah the prophet to turn the hearts of the fathers to their children and the hearts of the children to their fathers.
所以我们刚刚已经稍微提到了我们要回顾过去神所说的话。
So we had talked about before how we must remember what the Lord did for us in the past.
他曾经借着他们的祖先摩西向他们启示神的心意。
Now Moses had revealed the word of the Lord to the children of Israel in the past.
那么现在他要他们想到将来。
And now they're looking toward the future.
在将来的时候，第五节里面说要注意耶和华大而可畏的日子要来到。
And in verse 5, it says to pay attention to the dreadful day of the Lord.
这个日子是讲到将来审判的日子。
Now, what this is describing is the judgment day of the Lord.
你注意到第五节的时候，一开始他说看哪。
Notice in verse 5, it begins with behold.
这里是表明说将来那个日子的光景是非常可怕的。
It's to represent that that day will be very dreadful.
当我们回顾过去的时候，我们看到神有许多的恩典。
When we look upon our past, we see that the Lord indeed has given us much grace.
我们也看到神有许多的管教。
And we know that the Lord has disciplined us in the past.
可是神借着马拉基再次的提醒百姓说，在将来有一个更可怕的审判要来到。
But the Lord through Malachi is telling us that there will be even greater judgment in the future.
这个审判的信息要借着先知以利亚，像先知以利亚那样的人来传讲。
And this message of judgment will come through someone who is very much like the prophet Elijah.
当然在马拉基写的时候，我们知道先知以利亚已经过去了。
Now we know that when Malachi wrote this book, Elijah the prophet already passed away.
所以许多解经的人他们揣摩说，这个先知以利亚可能是讲到后来为耶稣开路的先锋施洗约翰。
So many Bible scholars, when they're analyzing this text, they thought, well, this Elijah must probably be referring to the John the Baptist who prepared the way of the Lord.
我们想这样的推测也是非常合理的。
We think that this interpretation is quite valid.
因为施洗约翰也是像以利亚一样，好像是住在旷野里面，他不跟当时的宗教世界、政治世界联合。
We know that John the Baptist is very similar to Elijah in that he lived in the desert and he didn't associate himself with the religious or political orders at that time.
他在对着主有一个专一忠诚的心。
He had a faithful heart toward the Lord.
他是主耶稣基督开路的先锋。
He was the one who prepared the way of the Lord.
他在百姓祭司宗教的世界里面传讲你们要悔改的福音。
He preached to the people at that time, repent.
他的信息非常的严厉。
And his message was very serious.
就像以利亚当年一样，他不怕那些假先知，他竟敢跟那个宗教世界、跟那个政治世界来挑战。
It was just like Elijah during his time when he was not afraid and he dared to challenge the religious and political figures of the time.
而且我们也看到施洗约翰后来也有软弱。
And we also see that later on, John the Baptist also had his weaknesses.
他被抓到被西律王关到监牢里面的时候，他也在怀疑说，现在要来的那个弥赛亚是不是就是这个耶稣。
And after he was imprisoned by Herod, he had doubts about whether Jesus truly was the Messiah who was to come.
我们想到了圣经里面告诉我们说，以利亚是跟我们一样有性情的人。
Now we read in the Bible that Elijah was a man just like us.
他虽然曾经过了一场非常大的属灵征战得胜了以后，可是他因为耶洗别的一句话，他吓得就得了忧郁症。
Now we know that Elijah, even though he had overcome and had triumphed spiritually, but because of one word from Jezebel, he became afraid and he fled.
他跑走了，我们看到他在那个山上里面的时候，他不吃不喝，而且在那里跟神抱怨说，为什么你要用我，我的先祖我的祖先都比我强。
Then he ran into a mountain and he didn't eat or drink and he was complaining to the Lord, why did you choose me? All my ancestors were more stronger than I.
所以我们看到读经的人认为这个将来要来的这个以利亚可能是预表的约翰要来传讲悔改的信息，我想他有他的道理。
So I see here the reason why Bible scholars think that the Elijah who was to come probably was referring to John the Baptist.
可是在这里，我觉得这个先知以利亚的这个职分并不只限制于施洗约翰。
But I truly think that this position of this future Elijah should not just encompass John the Baptist.
在今天，神仍然兴起许多像以利亚一样的先知来传讲叫人悔改的信息。
Even today, people have been raised up to speak just like Elijah.
我们都知道耶稣基督他的身上这个基督他的这个职分代表着三重的性质。
We all know that Jesus Christ represents three
kind of ministry.
Jesus Christ had three ministries.
我们看到他不但代表着祭司，他也代表着先知，他也代表着君王。
He had three ministries. He was both prophet, priest, and king.
这三种职分都在耶稣基督的身上完全的实现了。
And these three ministries were all complete in Jesus Christ.
所以我们等一下要来看到第六节那里讲到说以利亚要使父亲的心转向儿女，儿女的心转向父亲。
So later when we look at verse 6 where it says he will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the hearts of the children to their fathers.
不但这里指的是一些做神的话语的出口的先知，这里也能够让我们看到唯有耶稣基督他能够改变人的心。
Over here, we can see that the person who will do this is not simply one who is transmitting the word of the Lord, but that it is truly only Jesus Christ himself who can do this.
这里一直悔改，我们最后马拉基的话是叫我们要悔改。
Remember, the last words of Malachi is calling for us to repent.
对着当时的以色列百姓是一个警戒。
For the children of Israel at that time, it was a warning.
对我们今天活在这个世代的人，同样的是一个警戒。
But for us who are living today, it is even more so a warning.
看啊，耶和华大而可畏之日未到之前。
Behold, the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord.
我必差遣先知以利亚到你们那里去。
I will send you Elijah the prophet.
要做什么呢？
To do what?
要使父亲的心转向儿女。
To turn the hearts of the fathers to their children.
要使儿女的心转向父亲。
And the hearts of the children to their fathers.
当然我们从字面上来讲，我们讲到这个父亲跟儿女，是不是就讲着今天我们的肉身的父亲跟儿女呢？
Now, speaking of these fathers and children, is it talking about our fleshly fathers and our children?
Yes, 当然是。
Yes, of course.
因为我们今天在这个世代里面，我们看到许多做父母的跟做儿女的，我们的心彼此不在一起。
Because in this era, we see so many times how children and their parents do not have the same heart.
可是这一段讲到父亲跟儿女的时候，我知道在神的心目里面，他也有一个悲痛。
But when speaking of this passage, I'm sure God had a very deep burden in his heart.
因为以色列百姓是他的孩子。
Because the children of Israel were his children.
可是以色列百姓他们的心远离神。
But the children of Israel, their hearts had departed from the Lord.
所以神的心有一个非常的伤痛，他要呼求我的百姓啊，你们赶快回转。
So the Lord had a deep burden in his heart, and he's calling for the children of Israel to return to him.
可是神的心有没有离开百姓呢？
But did God's heart leave the children of Israel?
我们看到百姓因为罪的缘故，我们的神他也没有办法，有时候他真的心痛到他也在那里哭泣。
We see how so many times the children of Israel, they're full of sin that our Lord was weeping in his heart.
因为我们的罪，以色列百姓的罪使神与人中间隔绝了。
Because of our sins, because of the children of Israel's sins, we were all separated from God.
所以以赛亚，神的灵感动以赛亚的时候，他写了这么一段的话。
That's why Isaiah, when he was touched by the Lord, he wrote these words.
他说天哪要听，地啊要侧耳听，因为耶和华说，我养育儿女，将他们养大，他们竟背逆我。
He says that heavens give ear and O earth lift up your ears. For the Lord say, my children have been raised and have been grown, and they have forsaken me.
牛认识主人，驴认识主人的槽，以色列却不认识我的名，却不留意。
The ox knows its cradle and the donkey its master, but Israel does not know my voice.
所以我们知道神的心在这里非常的伤痛。
So we know here that the Lord's heart truly is hurt.
因为他知道我们的人，我们如果心继续刚硬，不转向他的时候。
Because he knows that when we harden our hearts, when we do not turn towards him,
我们不能够面对将来那个耶和华大而可畏的日子来到。
We cannot face the great and dreadful day of the Lord, which is coming.
到底什么是耶和华大而可畏的日子呢？
What exactly is the great and dreadful day of the Lord?
如果用我们今天能够理解的话讲，那就是讲了将来要去的那个地狱。
If we talk about in today's terms, it is that hell that which we are going towards.
地狱这个字在本来在圣经里面是很难，当时翻译圣经的时候是没有的。
The word hell, when the Bible was first translated, it was not found in there.
我是说没有中文字很适当的字能够来形容这个什么叫做地狱。
That is to say, there was no word at the time which could fitly describe exactly what hell was.
所以中文圣经那个时候翻译这个地狱的时候，他知道是一个很可怕的地方，他只能借助以前那个佛经、佛教的那些语法叫做地狱，他来把它用在把它翻译出来。
Thus, when people were translating the Bible, especially the Chinese translation, they had to borrow what was known about quote unquote hell from the Buddhists.
所以我们中国人一看到这个地狱的时候，我们就会想到了那个很多佛经、佛教的那些民间信仰里面的那些图画。
That's why when Chinese, when we think about hell, we think actually about the descriptions by Buddhists about what their hell is like.
我想今天在美国生长的孩子，你们可能看不太常看到这些话。
I trust that you who have grown up in America probably haven't seen those kinds of images.
我记得我小的时候，我是生长在一个台湾一个小乡一个小镇叫做鹿港。
When I was growing up in a small village in Taiwan called 鹿港。
那个地方是充满了偶像的敬拜。
There was so much idol worship at that area.
我就记得我上学下学出去玩的到处都是庙。
Now, I remember when I went to school, when I went to play, there were idols everywhere.
我虽然走在那个庙门口里面的时候，虽然天天在那里活了七八年，可是看到那个门神啊，那个门上面画的那个管门的那个，我都有点害怕。
Even though I grew up in that area for about 7 to 8 years, every time when I see that God on the temple door, I would grow afraid.
尤其我每次有时候进到那个里面，我看到那个墙上画的那些将来在地狱里面受审判的光景。
Especially when I go into those temples and I see what would happen to people in the future in the Buddhist hell.
我知道，我才看到什么叫做刀山，什么叫做油锅。
I could see finally what is the mountain of knives and the pot of oil.
那里很多的人要受苦，在那里哭啊叫啊，要把人拿起来，真的炸油条一样，要丢到那个油锅里头去。
People were really suffering there, and there were some demons who were throwing people into boiling pots of oil.
可是，在那么可怕的图画里面，我看到很多的人，也有很多的人排队在那里哭。
But even though there are so many people suffering there, I also saw a group of people lined up.
因为一个个都要轮流上去或者轮流下去。
Because they're lining up to see whether they will be going up or going down to hell.
可是今天当我越读圣经越明白什么叫地狱的时候。
But today, when I read the Bible and I understand what is hell,
我觉得那些图画不是还没有办法表明什么叫地狱。
I realize that those pictures cannot adequately express what exactly is hell.
因为在那些图画里面，你还有很多人跟你做同伴。
Because in those pictures, you always have someone around you.
虽然你要先下去，旁边还有人投给你看的那个眼光是同情的眼光。
Even though you might be sentenced to hell, at least there'll be someone in the further back in the line who sees that and has pity on you.
可是你知道什么叫做地狱吗？
But do you know what really is hell?
地狱就是没有神的地方。
Hell is really a place where God is not.
哦，这么简单啊！地狱就叫做没有神的地方。
Oh, really? It's that simple. Hell is a place where God isn't.
那有什么可怕呢？
How fearful is that?
我今天不就是不要神吗？
Today, you know, I don't want God.
神为什么要来管我？
Why does God have to bother with me?
我选择不要神。
So I don't want God.
我今天生活没有神也是很好啊。
For me to not have God in my life, it's still going along pretty well.
可是你要注意圣经讲到神是什么。
But you have to know in the Bible what exactly is God.
圣经说神是光。
It says God is light.
所以没有神的地方就叫做没有光的地方。
So where God is not, there is no light.
圣经说神是爱。
It says God is love.
所以没有神的地方就是那里没有爱的地方。
So where God is not, there is no love.
完全没有同情。
And there is no pity.
神是生命。
And God is life.
没有神的地方就是那里完全是死亡。
And so where God is not, there is death.
好，那现在我们稍微想一想。
Okay, so let's think about it.
什么叫地狱？
What is hell?
地狱就是完全没有光。
Hell is a place where there is no light at all.
完全的黑暗。
It's completely dark.
地狱就是完全没有爱。
Hell is a place where there's no love.
没有人投给你连那点一点点可怜你的眼光都没有。
There is no one who will even look upon you slightly with a look of pity.
你是永远的孤单。
You'll be forever lonely.
一个人在那个完全没有生命、那个死亡的阴暗的里头，你一个人在那里。
You'll be alone in a place where there's no light and where there's death.
而且还不只是说你呆呆的坐在那里或站在那里。
And it's not just that you'll be sitting there without anything to do.
你的心里面充满了悔恨。
And in your hearts, you'll be filled with regret.
你为着你过去所做的许多的事情，对不起人，对不起，你许多犯的罪，你在那里懊悔。
When you're in hell, you'll be regretting all the wrong things you've done in your entire life.
弟兄姊妹，这不是一件简单的事情。
Brothers and sisters, this is not a simple thing.
所以当耶稣在世界上的时候，
That's why when Jesus was on this earth,
他警告他的门徒，
He warned his disciples.
他告诉那些跟随他的人说
He told those who were following him,
他说倘若你的有一个眼睛叫你跌倒你就宁可把那个眼睛挖出来丢掉
He says if your eye causes you to sin it's better to pluck it out
如果你有一个手叫你跌倒你就把那个手砍掉
He says if your hand causes you to sin cut it off and cast it from you
因为你宁可有只剩下一只眼睛或一只手进墙壁都比你整个人两只手两只眼健健康康的人进到地狱里面强
Because it says it is more profitable for you that one of your body parts should perish and not that your whole body should be cast into hell.
因为他说在那里的虫是不死的，那里的火是不灭的。
Because he says there the fire never is gone and there the insects never die.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
That's why, brothers and sisters,
我知道我能够称呼你弟兄姊妹的时候，你已经不会面对那个光景。
I know that if I can call you brothers and sisters, then you will not be in that state.
可是今天我相信我们中间可能仍然有在寻求这个信仰的人。
But I'm sure, I trust that there are those among us who are still seeking the Lord.
我从心里面真是诚恳的求求你真的把握要接受主耶稣基督做你救主的机会。
And I implore you from my heart that if, whenever you have the opportunity, please believe on the Lord Jesus.
当你接受耶稣的时候你可以逃避将来那个永远的审判。
If you believe on the Lord Jesus, you can escape from that end.
你知道 并不是神说你没有罪的就这样轻易的就放过你走。
It's not as if the Lord will say, oh, you don't have sin, so I'll let you go.
因为是耶稣基督为我们的罪付上了他的代价。
It is only the Lord Jesus who paid the price for our sins.
他承担了所有世人的罪包括你包括我他被挂在十字架上就是他为着你我先下了地狱。
The reason why he could take all our sins upon himself and become nailed to the cross was because he went to hell first.
最近在我们教会受浸班的时候有一个慕道朋友他突然问我一句话。
Recently in our baptism class a gospel friend suddenly asked me
他说我不明白为什么耶稣他在十字架上要呼喊说我的神我的神你为什么离弃我
He said I don't understand why Jesus when he was on the cross he suddenly cried out my God why have you forsaken me
他特别又提了一点他说他不是一在十字架上里面的时候第一句话他就说父啊赦免他们因为他们所做的他们不晓得
He said wasn't the first phrase that Jesus said on the cross was Father forgive them for they do not know what they're doing
我说你问的真是好的问题
I said to him you asked a very good question
你有没有注意到当耶稣被挂在十字架上的时候他第一句话喊出来是站在神的儿子的地位所以他称神说是父啊
Did you notice that when Jesus was first nailed on the cross, he was still in the position of God's Son, and that's why he addressed God as the Father.
而且他说，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
And he said, Father, forgive them, for what they do, they do not know.
因为耶稣他知道这些定他的人，这些不接受他的人，他们所做的，他们完全不晓得。
Because the Lord Jesus knew that those who were nailing Jesus to the cross, they didn't understand what they were doing.
他们不知道他们今天定这个定在耶稣十字架的救主就是要为他们将来下地狱的主。
They didn't realize that the person they were nailing to the cross was God who was going to go to hell for them.
如果他们知道那个罪的可怕他们 就快快的要接受耶稣，他们就不会把他们自己的辱骂又归到他的身上。
If they had known the seriousness of sin, they wouldn't be scoffing him, but instead believe on him right then and there.
所以耶稣他完全理解我们这些罪人的光景。
So our Lord Jesus truly understands the plight of us sinners.
因为我们不知道我们将来要去的那些地方，如果没有神的赦免，是多么的可怕。
Because we do not know what a state we'll be going into if we do not believe on the Lord.
所以当他在那么大的痛苦的时候，他完全想到的就是站在神儿子的地位，来为那些罪人来呼求神的赦免。
So when our Lord Jesus started to suffer, all he was thinking about was that he was in the position of God's Son to intercede on his behalf.
可是他不是只是讲讲而已。
But he did not just say, speak these things.
他背负了所有人类的咒诅，人类的罪，他要下到阴间里面去。
He actually took upon himself all the world's sin and its burdens and entered hell.
所以他后来的祷告说，我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃我？
And that's why later on his prayer was, my God, my God, why have you forsaken me?
因为这个时候他所站的地位已经不是神儿子的地位。
Because later on, at this point, he was no longer in the position of God's son.
这时候的耶稣挂在十字架上，他是一个被咒诅的一条蛇。
When Jesus, Jesus at this point was really an accursed snake on the cross.
就像摩西在旷野举起来那个铜蛇一样，他完全身上背负了所有人类最可怕的罪。
Just like the bronze serpent that Moses raised in the wilderness, so was Jesus on the cross.
你觉得你犯奸淫被人家抓到的时候，那是很羞耻的吗？
If you commit adultery and you were caught in the act by someone else, do you think that's shameful?
耶稣那个时候挂在十字架，人看他的时候，神看他的时候，就是那个强奸犯，那个奸淫的人。
When Jesus was nailed on the cross, how he felt was what an adulterer would feel.
你看到那些当时长大麻风的人是那么的可怕，他们的病会传染吗？
Do you see those lepers at the time, how their disease was so easily spread?
那时候被挂在十字架上的就是全世界最可怕的大麻风的病人被挂在那里。
For Jesus, when he was nailed on the cross, he was just like those lepers with such a dangerous disease.
所以耶稣他跟着父神祷告说，我的神，我神，你为什么离弃我？
That's why Jesus prayed, my God, my God, why have you forsaken me?
他当然知道，因为他的罪，他有全世界人的罪，神的公义没有办法看他。
Because he saw that, because of all his sins, the Lord cannot look at him.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的福音朋友们，
Dear gospel friends,
你能够承担这些罪罪罪吗？
Can you take the burdens of these sins?
耶和华大而可畏的日子，
The great and dreadful day of the Lord.
如果有一天我们真的这些罪债没不是在耶稣的宝血里面被遮盖的话，
If the Lord Jesus had not covered our sins with his blood,
你我怎么能够承受得住呢？
How can you stand that day?
所以借着先知马拉基在最后的新旧约要结束的最后的几句话里面，他要我们回顾过去神一再给我们的机会。
That's why the Lord, through the last words of Malachi, wanted us to remember all that He's done for us in the past.
而且要警告我们，你往前看了。
And He is also warning us, look to the future.
前面有一个大而可畏的日子。
There is a great and dreadful day of the Lord in the future.
我们必须赶快抓紧时间来悔改。
And we must take the opportunity to repent.
这个悔改的表现就是心的转向。
And what this word repent means is to have a change in heart.
父亲的心转向儿女。
Of the hearts of the fathers be turned to their children.
儿女的心转向父亲。
And the hearts of the children turn to their fathers.
我刚刚已经讲过，这个从属灵的角度来讲，可以讲到以色列人跟父神的、跟神的这个关系。
I talked about before how this can be describing the relationship between the children of Israel and God.
可是今天我想用一点时间跟弟兄姊妹带到我们今天生活的光景。
But today I'd like to share with brothers and sisters how this can be applied to our daily life.
这个父亲代表的就是父母。
These fathers represent the parents.
所以今天我们活在这个世代里面，我们父母跟子女的心到底是怎么样的一个光景呢？
So what exactly is the state of our relationship between parents and children these days?
你想，我做父母的怎么可能不爱我的孩子？我的心一天到晚就想着他。
You may say, as a parent, I truly love my child. I will always be thinking of him or her. Why would I need to know anything else?
如果你真有这样的把握的时候，我真是感谢赞美主。
Now, if you have this assurance, then I truly admire it.
你容我用一些生活的实例来解释什么叫做新的转向。
Allow me to use some practical examples to show what exactly is the turning of your heart.
首先我们先讲父亲的心，父母的心要转向儿女。
First, let's talk about the hearts of the fathers turning to the children.
在什么样的情况之下，我们父母的心有时候不在儿女的身上？
In what conditions do the parents' hearts are not turned toward the children?
就是我们在我们的忙碌的里头，我们在我们的工作的里头，我们的心离开了儿女。
It could be that through our work, our hearts are turned away from our children.
你说有这么严重吗？
You may say, is this that serious?
我们每一个人每天都很忙嘛。
We're all very busy every day.
有一个笑话，我不知道是真的假的，不过给我很大的提醒。
There is this joke that I know. I don't know if it's true or not, but it gives me a very good reminder.
说有一个做父亲的，他因为实在是公司太忙了，他有一天接到他太太的电话。
There was a husband who was so busy working at his office that one day he received a call from his wife.
他的太太那一天车子坏在路上，没有办法去接孩子，所以他告诉她丈夫说：“今天你赶快去接孩子，要放学了。”
And the wife was calling him because her car had broken down on the road and she could not pick up the children, so she called him to pick up the children.
所以爸爸就赶着冲到学校去。
So father quickly rushed to the school.
结果到处找，怎么就找不到这个孩子？
He looked everywhere, but somehow he couldn't find his child.
他就到了那个办公室里面去问。
So he went to the office and asked the person in charge.
结果那个人问到了他孩子的名字的时候，就查了一下，就告诉他说：“你孩子现在已经在初中了，在另外一个学校。”
And after searching through the records, the person in charge said, "Hey, Mr. Your child is no longer in elementary school. He's already in middle school."
所以这里讲到，有时候我们做父母的，我们会忽略孩子到这个程度，他在哪里上学？这当然可能在我们中间是没有。
Now, in this example, the father didn't even realize his child had grown older and was in another school, but I don't think it's in our lives.
可是在这里我要提醒的一个点，就是我们常常忙碌的时候，我们的心没有在孩子的身上。
My point that I'm trying to make with this example is that sometimes our hearts are so busy that we do not spend our hearts toward our children.
我们以为我们只要供应他们的生活，然后我们送他们上最好的学校，我们让他学钢琴，叫他学中文，我们就尽到了我们的责任。
Sometimes we think that we just have to be able to provide for them, send them to good school, have them learn piano and Mandarin, and it'll be all right.
当然，更好一点的父母就是我们一定要他礼拜天跟我们到教会去。
And even better parents to say every day on Sunday we will definitely have our children come with us to church.
可是你知道你孩子的心要的是什么吗？
But do you know what your children's hearts truly want?
我记得有一在我自己身上有一段经历。
I had a personal experience once.
有一次我晚上回家吃饭的时候，我看到我们孩子，那时候孩子还小，坐在桌上的时候，他们几个人谈的高兴的，在那边又笑又叫又还动，我不知道什么事情。
So one day when I returned from work to eat, and around the dinner table, I saw my younger children. They were laughing, and then they were having a very fun time.
我在问的时候，我才知道原来那一天下午，他们我们家的老大，他们学校里面打排球，他们那天是冠亚军赛。
Then after asking, I realized that in the afternoon, my oldest son in his school, they were playing on volleyball, and then they won first place.
所以那个时候呢，他们在谈的就是说，他们本来是输的，结果后来因为一个球怎么打下来，结果被我们家老大 Casey 把球救起来了，然后人家杀过去，怎么样得到那一分，结果赢了。
And he was talking about how that their team was losing at first, but then my oldest son Casey, he saved it, which caused his team to be able to spike the ball over the other side, causing their team to win.
所以当他们在那里高兴的讲的时候，我突然发现我是个傻瓜一样，我坐在那里，然后不知道他们在讲什么。
So while they're talking about all this and what happened, I was just sitting there and I felt like a fool because I didn't really understand what exactly they were talking about.
然后我就问我的孩子说，我说，哦，你们。今天是冠亚军赛，我不知道你今天是冠亚军赛啊。
So I told them, oh, I didn't realize that today was the championship game.
结果孩子告诉我说 ，Daddy， 其实我已经跟你讲过很多次了。
Then the child said to me, Dad, Daddy, I've already told you many, many times.
可是你每次都说你很忙，你下次再来，你下次再来，所以我们也不告诉你。
But since in the past, every time we told you, you said I'm busy, I'll come again next time, so I didn't bother telling you again.
所以我今天有时候我虽然我的老大已经结婚了，他自己有了孩子的，可是我有时候经过他以前那个他睡觉的地方，他墙上还贴着那个报纸的那个他那天得冠军的那个相片。
Even though my son is married and he has his own kids now, he's old, in his old room at my house, I still have, he still has a posting of a newspaper clip of when he had won that volleyball championship.
我每次走过来，我看到那个相片的时候，就提醒我，我曾经有一段的时间，我的心在我的工作上面，我的心没有在我的孩子身上。
And now every time when I walk past his room and I see that clipping, I'm reminded of there was a time when I valued my work over my children.
可是后来我想想，我感谢神给我的恩典，我也没有那么差。
But thinking about in retrospect, I thank the Lord that I was not that bad.
因为经过了这个事情以后，我就发现对我的老二跟我的老三的时候，我差不多我一定提醒我自己，一定尽可能的我要去看他们所重视的事情。
Because I had already experienced this with my oldest son, later on with my second and third born, I made sure that I would go and attend whatever important activities were in their life.
我很感谢神，我最重要的一直到今天靠着神的恩典，有一件事情我知道我在我儿女身上给他们一个很深的影响。
What I can thank the Lord today is that I truly believe I've made a big impact in my children's life.
在我以前非常忙碌的时候，我每天早上总是要亲自送我的三个孩子去上学。
I decided thateach morning I would personally bring my children to school.
当然他们年龄有差距，所以有从一开始我开车必须送老大到一个比较到高中去的时候，老二还在初中，老三还在小学。
Now there are some age discrepancies between my kids, so I had to bring my oldest son to high school, then my second born to middle school, and my third born to elementary school.
可是我在每一个不管他是出门以前或者要坐我的车子以前，每一个孩子我都跟他有一分钟的祷告。
But I made sure that when my kids, before they went to school, I would definitely have a minute of prayer with them.
而且我也要求这个孩子为他这一天为着父母祷告。
And I would also ask that the children, before they go to school, pray for their parents.
所以我现在回想过去的这一段年日，在哪一个地方，在哪一个 circle 的地方把孩子 drop 下来以前，拉着他的手在车上的祷告。
So I would always remember the times just before I dropped my kid off, I would hold his hand and I would pray with him.
有时候是两个孩子。
Sometimes it might be two kids.
老大跟老二。
The oldest and the second oldest.
有时候是老二跟老三。
And sometimes it's the second born and the third born.
可是每一个我都发现神给我这样，我那个时候虽然不能看他球赛，可是每天早晨我坚持我一定要跟他们祷告完才放他们走。
Even though I might not be able to attend some of their sports events, but I always made sure in the morning, before they went to school, I would pray with them.
我记得后来我在送我的儿子要去上大学的时候。
I remember later when I sent my oldest son to college.
那天早上我要送他到机场。
That morning I was sending him to the airport.
他要下飞机的时候，要下车，要进入，要去 check in 的时候。
When he was getting off the car and going to the airport terminal to check in.
同样的，就好像我送他上学要放他下来进学校一样，我要他祷告。
Just like what I did with him when he was going to school, I asked him to pray with me.
他那天在车上哭了。
Now, on that day on the car, he wept.
他说，神啊，感谢你让我的爸爸过去这么多年，每天早上跟我一起祷告。
He prayed and said, I thank you, God, that all these years you've had my father pray with me each morning.
他说，我以后也要靠你的恩典，我为我的孩子也要每天为他祷告。
And he said, by God's grace, I hope that every day when I have kids, I will pray with them as well.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们做父母的每天都在忙。
So, brothers and sisters, we as parents are always busy every day.
我们的心常常没有在孩子的身上。
And many times our hearts are not turned toward our children.
其实说难听一点，我们的心在孩子的身上的时候，我们就是要他做我们要做的事。
To speak of it more crudely, whenever we think of our children, we want them to do what we want them to do.
所以第二方面，怎么心要转向孩子呢？你必须在你的接纳中转向孩子。
So, second aspect of our parents turning their hearts toward their children is through acceptance.
你要接纳孩子的本相。
You have to accept certain characteristics of the
child. 你不要在你的言语上面来 abuse 他。
You shouldn't abuse your children through words.
尤其不合理的打骂讽刺，这是会伤了孩子的心。
Especially unnecessary rebukes or disciplines, these could hurt the child.
最近有一个孩子才，你相信吗？大概是五岁还六岁，幼稚班要还没有上一年级。
Recently there was a child. He's around 5 or 6. He was in kindergarten. He didn't even enter first grade.
他的父母有一天，他的父亲来找我，不在我同一个教会，来找我要我帮忙。
One day his father, which was from another church, came to me and asked me for help.
为什么呢？因为学校的辅导告诉他，打电话给他们父母说，你的孩子讲了一些很令我们震惊的话。
Because the school counselor at school had told the parent that his child was speaking some uncouth words.
这个孩子跟同学玩的时候，突然说：“他说我宁可死掉。”
When the child was playing with his friends, he suddenly said, "I'd rather die."
我想要死。
I want to die.
所以这下孩子一传这个话，学校的老师紧张起来，就打电话来问到底什么事情。
So the children soon, you know, talked about it among themselves, and the teachers heard about it, and the teacher merely called the parents and said, what's going on?
后来我才发现原来这个母亲非常的压力非常的大。
Later on, I realized that the mother was giving the child a lot of pressure.
可能因为他们家庭的缘故，或者什么丈夫的工作不太稳定，或者妻子就必须很辛苦的出去打工。
Whether it was the husband had difficulties in his job or the wife had to go out and work.
所以当孩子不听话的时候，这个妈妈一急就讲了一些不应该讲的话。
So when the child was disobedient, the mother in an impatient rage would say some things that were not supposed to be said.
比如说她说我很后悔生了你。
And so she might say, I regret that I ever gave birth to you.
你不如死掉算了。
It's better that you die.
你完全不像你的哥哥。
You're not like your older brother at all.
他什么事都自己做，你什么事连功课到现在还不会做。
You don't know how to do things by yourself. Your older brother knows how to do things by himself.
我不知道你有没有讲过这种话。
I don't know if you have spoken these words before.
在我们常常我们做父母的一急一骂一乱的时候，你伤了你的孩子的志气。
Many times as parents in our hurry, we say words or do actions that hurt the child.
当我们一有这一类的话语出来的时候，就表明我们的心真的是让父母的心就远离孩子。
When we say these words or do these actions, we really show that our hearts are not turned toward our children.
那我们刚刚谈的这两方面，在你很忙碌的时候，你的心就远离了孩子。
So we talked about before. First, when you're busy, your heart is turned away from your child.
我们说，当我们在不能接纳孩子，我们看他什么事情都不顺眼的时候，不听话的时候，我们的心远离了孩子。
And we just talked about this, a second aspect, which is when we do not accept our child and we are picky about him or her, then our hearts are also turned away from the child.
我想再提一点。
I want to bring up one last point.
就是在什么时候，在我们儿女的错误上，他们做错的事情上面的时候，我们的心也离开了孩子。
I want to point out that many times when our children, when they have faults, we also turn our hearts away from them.
所以你不要误会，我一直好像到现在为止我都在讲父母的不是。
Don't think that I'm just talking about how parents are bad.
我等一下要讲儿女的不是。
I would later talk about how children are bad.
当我们的儿女，我们看到他们真的是不懂事，而且是非常，有时候我们会讲这个字，就是很令我们伤心。
When we see children and we realize that they are really not doing what's right, that they are really making us sad.
很多的子女对的父母的辛苦，他们完全不感恩。
And for example, we see that they're not grateful for what we do for them.
他们只想到我的朋友买了多少几百块钱的球鞋，我也要买这种球鞋。
All they're talking about is how their friends bought a certain price sneaker and they want it too.
他们穿什么样的衣服，我也要买这种衣服。
What kind of clothes they wear, I want to wear as well.
或许他们甚至根本瞧不起父母，他们觉得我们的英文不行，我们使他们丢脸。
Or they are ashamed of their parents that since their English isn't that great, so they don't want to be seen with them.
因着儿女这样的错的时候，我们的父母的心转向，我们离开了儿女。
Many times when these things happen in our children, we tend to turn our hearts away from them.
我们觉得这个孩子简直是没有良心。
We say this child really has no heart for us.
他们是那样的悖逆，不孝顺。
He is so rebellious and so disobedient.
赶快走，赶快走！你最好赶快离开家出去。
It's better for you if you quickly leave the house, you know, go off to college or something.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们做父母的，不管是有时候是我们的错，或者我们孩子的错，我们的心很容易的就远离了孩子。
So we see here that whether it's the parents who are at fault or the children who are at fault, many times the parents' hearts tend to leave the child.
我们没有依照神的话语来管教他们。
We are not disciplining them according to the word of the Lord.
很多时候我们没有在祷告中来饶恕他们。
And many times we do not forgive them through prayer.
尤其我刚刚讲的这个孩子是真的很不对。
Especially in the case of which the child is truly disobedient.
可是我们仍然没有用父神的爱，我们为他们祷告，我们知道父啊赦免他们，因为他所做的他不晓得。
But we do not pray for them and say, Father, forgive them for what they do they do not understand.
有我的责任，也有他，我必须要切切的为他祷告的那一部分。
There is that responsibility of praying for your child.
这是讲到父母的心要转向儿女。
What this is all speaking of is for the parents' hearts to turn toward their children.
那么怎么样是儿女的心转向父母呢？
Then how should the children turn their hearts toward their parents?
我们同样的用这三方面来想。
Let's talk about it from the same three aspects.
第一个，儿女们是不是当忙碌的时候，你的心就远离了父母了？
Could it be true that when you as a child are so busy, your heart is turned away from your parents?
我想我们今天中间有一些孩子在嘛，虽然不多。
I see that there's not a few children among here, or teens.
有没有我们这些做孩子的，我们不管是放了学或者下了班回家，我们一进家门，我们就躲到自己房间里。
Is there children or teens among us when we return from school or from work? The first thing we do is to go up to our room and shut ourselves away from the rest of the family.
我听到很多的父母抱怨说，孩子们一回家就进他的房间，然后就上他的电脑。
A common complaint I hear from parents is when children return from school or from work, they just go to the room, close the door, and go on their computer.
他拿起电话跟他的朋友们一聊天的时候，又说又笑，一两个钟头。
Or they take up their cell phone, they start chatting with their friends for 1 to 2 hours.
父母给他做了点心，叫他出来吃饭，还要请好几次。
And their parents, when they ask them to come and eat dinner, it takes them several times before they respond.
这些父母在孩子的眼中好像隐形人一样，看不到呀。
The parents seem like the people who are invisible in the eyes of their children.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我年轻的弟兄姊妹，我不知道你的心是不是在这一方面你远离了父母。
So for younger brothers and sisters, I don't know if in this aspect your hearts have turned away from your parents.
你知道你的父母多么盼望你能跟他谈一谈你今天在学校的情形。
Do you know how much your parents desire to speak to you about what happened at school today?
甚至我们远在不在跟我们住在一起的，我们远在大陆、远在台湾的父母，我们做儿女的，你知道
我们的父母在等待我们跟他的问候吗？
And for those of you who have parents in Taiwan or in China, do you know that your parents are always waiting for you to make a call back to them?
所以我在这里提醒我们做儿女的，我们的心要转向父母。
So here I'm also giving a reminder for children to turn your hearts to your parents.
你有多久的时间没跟你父母讲话？
When was the last time you spoke to your parent?
第二方面，我们要在接纳中转向父母。
Also, the second aspect of turning your heart is through acceptance.
我刚刚说了，我们做年轻的，我们不要嫌父母笨，嫌父母不会讲英文。
I already mentioned before, we as children should not say that we do not want to accept our parents because they're stupid or because they do not speak English well.
如果我们中间有比较高中的孩子们，你们不要嫌你们父母这个每次你丢掉的披萨，他还要把你捡来吃。
And especially for those of you who are in high school, please do not look down on your parents because, for example, when you throw away pizza, they take it back and they eat.
因为他们经过的那个年代里面，那一块披萨的皮就是他一天的粮食。
Because in the past, pizza is very valuable for them, which is different from what you are facing today.
那当然，他那个年代没有吃过披萨。
Of course, during that time, they actually didn't have pizza.
我的意思就是，他不像你今天用纸巾、用什么 napkin、用那些东西，都还吃完就这么就丢掉。
Basically, what I'm trying to say is that people in the past didn't have as much as you have today.
年轻的孩子，你要体会你的父母当初怎么样辛苦的来到美国，到这个地方话都不会讲，在这地方辛苦的读书、工作，今天能够供应你。
Children and teenagers, you must appreciate how your parents had to immigrate to America, how they had to work and to learn English and study so that you could be here today.
那当然我也要还要提醒一下我们这些今天已经做事也生养儿女的，自己还是儿女的人。
I also like to remind people who are married and have children today, but who also still have parents.
我们的七八十岁的父母，他们为了看孙子、爱孩子，跑来帮忙我们。
Your 70 or 80 year old parents, they because they cared about you and about your children, they came over to help you.
我只愿意提醒一句。
I'd just like to give one reminder.
我每次讲这个，我心里面真的很难过。
Every time when I talk about this, I'm very sad in my heart.
因为我在我们教会里面看到很有一些这样的情况。
Because in my church, I sometimes see this situation happening.
父母来看孩子，来替你做家事，好像是理所当然的。
For parents to come and care for their child, to take care of their chores, it seemed like a thing that should be that's taken for granted.
因为你们住在这里，有吃的，有住的，你们又不会讲英文，你们要零用钱干什么？
For parents to be here.You know, we're already providing room and board for you, so why should you have some allowance?
出门也有我带你啊，我开车，你要买什么我都给你买啊，所以自己的家门就能省就省了吧。
And you know, I'm always the one driving you around, so you know, why don't you just you know save us some money?
我们可以花很多的心思替我们家的五岁的、七岁的，我们开一个 birthday party。
We could spend a lot of time and effort to have a birthday party for a 5 or 7 year old child.
我们为我们七十岁、八十岁的爸爸妈妈，我们从来没有想到接他的朋友到家里来跟他吃一顿饭。
But for our 70 or 80 year old parents, we never really think about having their friends come over to eat.
我最近快要被差点被一个人气得我脑出血。
Recently I met a person which nearly caused me to have a stroke.
因为这一对夫妇他们合起来的年薪是几十上十二二十多万。
Because this couple their salary was over 200,000 a year.
他们把他的父母打电话催着说我们必须要你来帮忙，因为我们照顾不了，我们在纽约市上班，我们来不及接孩子，你一定要来帮我们这个忙。
So they're calling parents and saying, please come over and help. We're working in New York City. We're really busy. We don't have anyone to take care of the child. Would you please come over?
我们答应你，我们每个月给你200块零用钱。
We promise you, every month, we're going to give you $200 of allowance, quote unquote.
我为什么知道这个事情呢？
Why do I know this thing?
因为他们最近要赶他父母走，说 要给你买，就赶快要叫他父母走。
Because recently they're telling their parents to leave them.
因为他发现他父母来这里，没有帮上忙，还一天到晚生病，要他还出状况，又要送医院，又要弄那个，他宁可请保姆。
Because they realized when their parents came that their parents couldn't really help out as much, and they're all getting sick and had to be taken to the hospital.
所以父母跑来在我面前哭啊吵啊，我才知道他说他答应我要给我200块，到现在都没有给我。
And the couple's parents came to me and they're crying. They're saying he promised me $200 a month and they never came.
请你们原谅我。
Please forgive me.
我差点如果有机关枪，我就拿去他们家去打。
If I had a machine gun, I would take it and go to their home and go bam, 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 bam.
我不知道为什么有这种儿女。
I don't understand why there are such children in this world.
第三个，我们要在饶恕的心态中要转向父母。
The third aspect of children turning their hearts toward the parents is in the aspect of forgiveness.
我们做孩子的不要顶撞父母。
For children, please do not talk back to your parents.
不要在圣经上告诉我们要在主里面听从他们。
It says to obey them in the Lord.
最近有一个年轻人他要结婚。
Recently there's a young man who wanted to get married.
他的父母不答应。
His parents were not approving of it.
因为那个对象还不是基督徒。
Because the person he wanted to get married with was not a Christian.
当然这个父母前面讲的就是说我们为你好，我们希望你们能够找一个同样信仰的人。
Of course, the parents were saying that how they wish that their child could find someone who was also a believer.
但是这个孩子，他因为他不认为这是他不认为这是对，这是最重要的。
But because the child did not feel that it was a priority to find someone who was a believer.
所以他一生气之下。他就你们不答应，那我今天就去跟他住在一起，就出去了。
And in a fit of rage, he said, "If you do not want to agree, then I'll just go and live with her."
你知道这父母的心里面有多伤心吗
？Do you know how sad those that his parents were?
当我在处理这个问题的时候，我发现这个孩子说，我已经给我父母买了一栋房子。
When I was trying to reconcile the parents and the child said to me that.He already bought a house for his parents.
他在华尔街做事。
He was working in Washington.
Wall Street.
Sorry.
对他来讲，买一栋房子没什么。
For him to buy a house is nothing.
可是他认为说，我把我的父母买这么好的房子，我给他们装修，把他们摆在里头住就可以了。
He thought that it was enough for him to just buy a house for his parents and fix it and have his parents live in it.
我要过我自己的生活。
And for him to live his own life.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
如果我们做子女的，我们第一个圣经告诉我们，如果你是基督徒，圣经说在主里要听从父母。
Brothers and sisters, as children, the first commandment with a promise is to obey your parents in the Lord.
如果你父母对你的要求是照着圣经的要求来用爱心来劝告你的时候，你要听你的父母。
If your parents what they ask of you is what the Bible commands, you should obey them.In the Lord.
就算是父母做错了，他曾经有错了，不是照着主的教训做错了，你要在主的爱里面，你要饶恕他。
Even if your parents have maybe committed some fault, you should forgive them in the Lord.
所以我这两方面，我讲儿女要在主里面饶恕父母，父母要在主里面饶恕儿女。
So here we see a double aspect: the children should forgive their parents in the Lord, and the parents should forgive their children in the Lord.
如果做孩子的你不原谅你的父母
，Children, if you do not forgive your parents,
你可能不知道这个东西对你将来对你里面会造成多大的影响。
You do not know how great it will impact your life.
有一次我跟一个年轻人谈话
，Once I was talking with a young person.
因为这个年轻人他长得很帅，可是他也我知道他。本来是要订婚的，可是我发现他后来我知道说怎么搞了，又猜又没有成功。
This was a young man who was very handsome, and I had heard that he was about to get married, but then somehow it was called off.
所以我关心他的时候，我跟他一起问我说：“你这是怎么搞的？怎么换了一个女朋友，又换一个女朋友？我以为这一次
你们可以结婚了。
So I was talking to him, I was asking him, you know, why are you suddenly switching girlfriends? And I thought you were going to get married with her before.
结果没有想到他告诉我这样的话。
But what I did not expect was how he responded.
他说我一直很恨我的父亲。
He said, how he responded was, I've always hated my father.
因为我发现我的父亲，他说我从我幼年一直到现在，我发现我的父亲自从对我的母亲不忠以后。
Because after I realized my father was unfaithful to my mother,
我就看到了我的父亲又跟这个女人在一起，又跟这个女人在一起。
I saw that my father went from one woman to another.
我的心里面就恨他。
And in my heart, I started to hate him.
可是我没有想到，当我交了一个女朋友，又交一个女朋友的时候，我竟然走上我父亲同样的路。
But when I started actually dating, it was only then that I realized that I was following in my father's footsteps.
他说我不要这样，我不愿意这样，可是我今天竟然发现，怎么这个咒诅在我的身上。
He said, I didn't want this to end up this way, but I'm beginning to realize that my father's curse is upon me.
我就告诉他说，弟兄啊，你的心里面，圣经上说，你心里面想的是什么，你就像那个样子的人。
I told him, brother, it says in the Bible, as you think in your heart, so are you.
你人的心怎么思量，你的为人就怎么样。
What you think in your heart, that's how your actions will be.
你心里面一直在那里想着我的父亲就是这么坏，这么坏。你出来的，你的人很奇怪，你就是想那么坏。
Because you are constantly thinking in your heart about how your father is so awful, you in the end ended up acting just like your father.
你必须在主里面，对你的父亲现在那是他年轻的光景，你父亲现在很可怜了，年老了，你应该去跟你父亲恢复关系，你原谅他。他也知道他的错了，因为这父亲告诉我他错了，可是我的儿子不来，就是不接我的电话。
And you should go back to your father and reconcile with him. And I know that the father truly had repented because he told me that he really wanted to talk with the son, but the son never returned his calls.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你看到我们的心有多重要吗
？So brothers and sisters, do you see how important the heart is?
箴言书上面说，你要保守你的心，胜过保守一切，因为一生的果效是从心发出来的。
In Proverbs 3:23 it says, "Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life."
所以，当我们今天讲到马拉基在最后旧约的最后几句话里面的时候，他呼吁说，我要差以利亚来，使父母的心转向儿女，使儿女的心转向父母。
And that's why Malachi it says, I will send Elijah the prophet to turn the hearts of the father to the children and the heart of the children to their fathers.
但是最后我要提醒弟兄姊妹，
I'd like to remind brothers and sisters,
这个心的转向不是我个人的行为，我的意志可以做成的。
This turning of the heart is not something that we with our will can do.
不是说我说我要爱我的父母，我要关心我的父母，我要原谅我的孩子。我靠着我自己可以做成的。
It's not as if we can say, from now on, I'm going to love my parents, I'm going to care for my children, and you will do it.
因为第五节、第六节这里说到，他要差以利亚来的时候，他必使父亲的心转向儿女。这个他指的是那个要来的以利亚。
Because it says in verses 5 and 6 in Malachi, it said, Elijah the prophet shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children and the heart of the children to the fathers.
这个主动，这个能力是从那个要来的以利亚来的。
This ability to turn your heart does not come from yourself, but from Elijah who was to come.
是从神的话来的。
And it comes from the word of God.
是从耶稣基督来的。
And it comes from our Lord Jesus.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
That's why, dear brothers and sisters,
在这2010年快要过去，2011年要来的时候
，that when at the end of 2010 and the beginning of 2011,
我们借着旧约最后的三节圣经来回顾过去。
We can look at the last three verses of the Old Testament to look at the past.
神在过去这么多年来，这一年里面用着他的话语向我们说了什么
？To see how much the Lord has spoken to us through His Word the past year.
我们要仰望未来。
And we also can look to the future.
我们有把握我们不面对那个大而可畏的日子吗？
Do we have confidence that we can face the great and dreadful day of the Lord?
在过去跟将来的中间，我们今天我们要怎么样来恢复我们的心？
But while that day is not yet come, how do we spend our lives? How do we turn our hearts?
不但这是为着我们今天生活的好处。
Not only is this important for us in our lives,
因为耶稣基督他来为我们成就了这个事情。
It is also important because the Lord Jesus personally accomplished this in our lives.
当我们抵挡神的时候，
When we reject God,
神差遣他的儿子来使我们的，要把他的心转向我们。
God sent his only begotten Son to turn our hearts back toward him.
当我们还在那里抵挡神的时候，
While we are yet stubborn before the Lord,
神的爱子耶稣基督就已经来为我们做了赎罪祭。
God's beloved Son had already become the great sacrifice for us.
耶稣在十字架上站在我们的地位上来向父神祷告。
Jesus Christ on the cross took the place of us to speak to the Father.
他求父神的心转向我们。
He asked the Father's heart to be turned towards us.
但愿我们今天我们的每个心也能够转向我们的神。
May our hearts today also be turned toward our Lord.
请我们一起低头祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
恩主，我们来感谢你的恩典。
Gracious Father, we so thank you for your grace.
因为你赐下耶稣基督成为我们人跟神中间的救赎。
Because you have sent your begotten Son to become a Savior between us and God.
是耶稣基督使得我们的心能够与父神和好。
Is Jesus Christ who has turned our hearts toward the Father.
使我们的父神他能够他的心也能够再一次来接纳我们。
And is Jesus Christ who has caused God's heart to be turned toward us.
主啊，我们也为着我们中间所有做父母做儿女的。
And I pray for all of us who are parents or children here.
在我们还有机会的时候。
That while we still have the opportunity.
求你让我们的心彼此转向对方。
That we can have our hearts toward one another.
我们感谢主，因为我们知道这不是靠着我们的行为可以做的。
We thank you because we know that it's not what we can do through our actions.
这乃是靠着耶稣基督给我们的爱和能力。
But it is only through your love that we can accomplish these things.
我们这样感谢祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We thank you and we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Very good job. 这么棒的翻译。